Well, it has been a year for us over here at the Dragon Punch Squad podcast. We're here to talk a little bit about what has happened in the past year. Me and my good friend Kelly.
Hello.
So we're going to kind of give you guys an update as to what's been going on. It has been a great year for us. It's been, you know, we've had to adapt to a lot of things, and, you know, we've grown a lot together as brothers and just as friends and family. And it's been great. You know, we can't not talk about Pathfinder stuff for the podcast when we're at family gatherings. So something's going right.
Yeah, we just like congregate and just start talking about classes and builds and new books that have come out from Paizo. And yeah, we're super duper obsessed with this system and this AP. But yeah, it's been awesome.
I'm sure it's very annoying to everyone else, but I don't care. So
yeah, I don't care. I just tune everybody out. Everybody knows that we're just the nerds at the party. Family gathers.
Right. We must be doing something right, though, because newsflash, at our 1 year mark, we hit about 6,000 downloads.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I mean, right now we're at 6.6. And, you know, I was shocked, you know, like when we saw those numbers kept rising and I was like, oh, cool. People must like us. And then it rose even more.
Thank you to the fans. I mean, we started this, you know, a year ago. We obviously had the break with the pandemic, and then we were able to start recording again. And, you know, I didn't really have a download expectation in mind when we started. So, but hitting 6,000 right at our year mark really felt good.
Yeah, no, my expectation was all of us and maybe our wives were like, I didn't even know if they would listen to it, but a lot more people have than that.
They hear our annoying voices all the time.
Yeah. but yeah, you know, if you guys do like us, and you know, and you want to tell us, make sure to leave reviews. I can't explain how helpful it is to leave reviews on iTunes or whatever podcast listening app you have. We see those, and they mean a lot to us. So make sure to rate and review us. Tell us how good we are. Tell us how bad we are. You know, tell us how much we mess up the rules. I know it's a lot, but.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's a one-star review, I mean, we obviously don't like those, but reviews are good, and we like the feedback, and, you know, we look at them. It's a big deal to us. You know, another thing is that, you know, Tim and I are kind of spearheading the social media accounts, so primarily our Twitter and our Instagram, and Tim is fully taking over the Twitter, and he's, you know, fantastic on there. And if you're talking to Dragon Punch Squad on Twitter, you're getting old Tim Kofelt. And all of his corny humor. And if you're over on the social media, on the Instagram, that'll be me. And I'm going to be really, it's my goal this year in 2021 to really ramp up posting more per week, being able to do more engaging in the community and kind of keep up with Tim over there on the Twitter. Cause that guy's he's a little chatterbox over there. But yeah, so look out for us on there. We're going to be really trying to do more and more engagement and kind of get more out into the community.
Yeah, you know, and we honestly need to be a lot more involved because right now, if you're listening to this when it comes out, then you know that there is a pandemic still happening, and that is forcing us to go on another hiatus. The last one lasted for not too long, and we were fortunate enough to be living in a part of the country where the numbers were looking good, but that is no longer the case. So we are taking a hiatus for a little while. So make sure to keep up with us on social media to figure out updates on when we will be recording the new one again. If you're listening to this in the future, then you remember this, and this affected us as much as it affected everyone else.
And Jake, if people can't get enough of us, what else can they do?
Well, Kelly, let me tell you, we are currently recording on Twitch our Sticky Business campaign, in which we are running through the Slithering by Paizo. It's a short little EP, but we are having a blast with it. Our good buddy Jed, who has been there through day one of the podcast, and he's also been there through all of our Pathfinder Society stuff. He's in that. Huge shout out to him.
Jed.
Yeah, Jed's a great guy. He's probably wondering what we're doing in the Discord voice right now.
So nosy.
But yeah, make sure to check us out on social media for that, because when we're not recording the actual podcast, we are doing Sticky Business, or we're doing something else on another podcast stream somewhere. We're always doing something, so we're always out there if you like hearing our voices that much.
Yeah, we will keep you posted, so make sure you're following us on our Twitter and Instagram. But a little bit of good news, once this pandemic is over, whenever it is, or whenever we can start really recording again safely, we are making it a goal for us this year to switch over to weekly eps. We wanted to release every week instead of our bi-weekly schedule that we're on now. We kind of see it as a logistical possibility for us. So that's going to be our goal when everything settles down. So something that we're really excited about, really start, pumping this campaign out, because we're excited to just keep it moving. And I know for people, everybody out there who's got their weekly commutes and their daily commutes, be able to get more DPS. Yep. So we'll keep you posted on that as well, but we're pretty excited to get that going.
Yeah, we, speaking of growing, we fiddle with the idea, and I don't want to put anything in concrete on it, but we had fiddled around and joked around with the idea of opening up a Patreon. Now, I have some ideas on what it's going to be. I'm not going to say any of it, only because, I want to bring it up to the group and we all actually agree on something. But there will be chances through this Patreon to either have access to more of our content out there, whatever that might be when it comes up. I also have ideas on how you can be involved with the pod in various ways. Again, all experimental stuff, but we're super excited on just the idea of it. Because we always joked about it. Haha, funny, open up a Patreon. But now people seem to like us. Maybe we could actually do a Patreon and it would be good. So it's definitely something that we want to look into. And if people really want it, tell us. Reach out to us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can also email us, DragonHuntSquad@gmail.com. Tell us what you think of it. If you want to hear more of us, great. Tell us what ideas you guys might have. My list is always changing. So, that's something that we want to look into. So you might hear from us on social media about that soon enough.
Yeah, let us know. If there's enough interest, then it's something that we'll spring on.
Yep. But again, if you guys do like us, as I said before, ratings, reviews, just get that going. Send us some cool reviews, give us some good ratings. Take your spouse's phone and do a rate and review on their phone. It would be great. Just get more of those out there.
If you like us, that's what you'll do. Be dedicated.
I command you to do it.
Commit.
You're not a real band. You don't take somebody else's phone. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for listening to episode 30, and we hope to see you next time. You guys have all watched Hot Ones, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
No,
I've just seen the memes and the GIFs.
Oh, it's a great show.
Oh, yeah.
It's great YouTube show.
Who of those of you who have watched it, who was your favorite guest?
I personally like Steve-O. Steve-O and Johnny Knoxville, really entertaining.
Those sound like awesome guests
for me. Yeah.
Because they just looked impervious.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Wait, why would they have them on?
No, Steve-O was eating them like...
Yeah.
You know how much coke I've done?
Yeah, Steve. And then, after, I think Steve made his own hot sauce, afterwards. Yeah. So he's just like, oh, no, I just put this one. They're like, you put the dab? He's like,
Squirt, squirt, squirt. Like, yeah. You don't bring those guys onto a show intended to inflict pain.
Yeah.
They know pain already.
You're going to be let down.
Yes. My favorite
They're
one,
entertaining, though.
My favorite guest was
oh my God, yeah.
Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yeah.
Is he on there?
Yes.
Oh, I got to find that one.
Honorable, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, he had the longest episode out of the series.
Really?
Because he never stops talking.
Yeah, I can see that.
I have to find that one.
I love that man so much. And when he got on there, I was watching, I was kind of like, Jeff Goldblum kind of reminds me of my grandfather.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Rebecca would leave me for Jeff Goldblum.
She wouldn't be wrong.
No, honorable mention to DJ Khaled. Because when he did it...
Who failed?
Yeah. He got to the second sauce, which is like Tapatio, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, it's...
No, don't quote me by this. But he got to the second one and was like, I'm done, dog. I'm just going to talk for 30 more minutes while you eat wings. It was so funny.
I want to say Shaq was another good one.
Oh, yeah.
Because Shaq was trying so hard to keep it together, but by the last couple, he was like sweating.
I know. We also got one of the best reaction gifs.
His eyes bulge out.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yesterday, or last episode, we had a sweet little Hot Ones thing going on.
Yeah, we did.
That's why I brought it up, because I love that show, and I could not compare it.
We didn't have one of the elf girls going, oh, and here's your history. Do you want to talk about what you did here? As we're like...
So, it says here you were a town guard for a little while, Benson. You want to tell me about that?
Yeah. You may or may not have had a house.
what's this rumor about this house thing?
What are you, reporters? Get out of here.
It's like one of them's like an oracle in divination. Just
it's Sean Evans, the oracle.
And one of them's like, what's that guy's name? Alex Jones. He's like, comes up, I know you dodged the draft back in the day. Oh, God, you're one of those.
They're like, tell us about the time you murdered all those people in that church.
I did it out of self-defense and possibly because it felt good.
When I said murder doesn't feel good, no. It felt great.
I heard my guy in my head telling me to murder all the people. I swear.
My God told me to kill all those people, so it was good. That's just how it works.
It's just a divine intervention.
So you guys have spent some time here in Ackerville, doing some good things and some not so good things, pointing at Harriet, who bit Elkwood's hand.
I rolled a 19. Okay, I did as good as I could have done without divine intervention.
It's like, funny enough, as a ranger, his nature skill is not that good. It's only a +7.
Yeah.
You know, I would say my biggest regret of last session was not burning my hero point on the wing challenge.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If you did.
I'm not going to lie, I wasn't thinking it was going to end either. So.
That's a good note for all you Pathfinder 2E players out there. Use your hero points.
Hero point.
On wings.
Hero point.
Use your hero points on wings. Because if you thought it was going to keep going, I could imagine you're like, and we took the lava from around this volcano and used it to cultivate this pepper. So it's like you're eating magma.
And John, who knows quite a bit about plants, is like, what?
So after Nikitaya has told her story and then she heard about Benson's story where we, as the players in the audience, know about the time that he had to purge a church of evil defectors that were doing horrible, horrible things in the house of Iomedae, and it just weighed on him heavily. The PCs here, that is the first time that they've heard that story.
Yeah.
Kezra leans over to Adelar, he's like, oh my God, I love Benson so much more now.
Sorry.
He is, what a badass.
He is certainly a man of great conviction.
Oh my God.
Oh. I remember any time there was ever a blight in the Abadarian priesthood, I was not the person for that kind of job. We would send others, paladins of Abadar, to take care of defectors, so it would make sense. It does not surprise me at all that Benson engaged in this. He seems like he's seen some shit.
He's seen some shit.
If Abadar ever command you to go purge some people and murder a whole bunch,
Let me do it. I would like to do that.
Oh my god.
No, Kezra, you are truly a gift from Abaddon.
I mean, if I have permission.
Hey, if your god ever gives you permission, let me go kill my people.
I will say whatever name.
Yeah, yeah. Are Abadarian defectors, are they just people who didn't pay their taxes?
Yes.
Okay. I'm like, okay. Sorry, we didn't or have enough money.
Or they hit them offshore in, like, Swedish bank accounts.
Okay, yeah, that, yeah, you're
you only paid a couple hundred dollars for taxes
things.
Last year.
Oh, did you?
You do realize that one of the sacred texts is called the Book of Numbers.
Yeah.
And if that checkbook ain't balanced and there's some fishing still on, you better believe there'll be more than an audit.
It almost sounds very close to the Book of Acquisition by the Ferengi Alliance in Star Trek.
Yeah.
Which is all about getting money.
Was the Ferengi equivalent race in Starfinder? Because they
was there?
There should be, because
I mean, there probably is.
Anyone that's just like, oh, well, we can't profit off of this, so why are we even fighting?
Yeah. The Lord of the Rings is to D&D as to Star Trek is to Starfinder.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate.
I just feel like if there was like a Ferengi sort of like mirror in like Starfinder, they would absolutely they would find the fine print in that book and use it to the full extent.
Yeah. Remember the rule of acquisition number 34, the war is good for business. Oh wait, no, it's 35. Which peace is good for business. Easy to get them confused.
I love the Ferengi so much. But after this little like storytelling moment, and there's just this like heavy feeling over the entire crowd, Nakataya comes up to the four of you, and she just sort of goes,
"Do you mind if I speak to you in private about what's been happening and your endeavors?"
"Yes, of course. We appreciate your great welcome and being able to experience some of your culture's traditions, but yes, I think it is time that we got down to brass tacks, as they say where I come from."
So she leads you off to sort of a corner table, and you guys are fed food. They give anybody that failed some bread. Some bread to soak up some of the pepper. And over after you guys start to eat and you joke about and you talk about some stuff, she goes on and she starts saying,
"So you are trying to track down the cultists who invaded your land, yes?"
"Yes, they came through the portal, as you well know, and posed a great threat to the place that we come from, and we have a vested interest in keeping it safe, seeing as the portal leads to a very key location to us, and we want to make sure that this destruction does not spread any further. And my god, Abadar, I know he has gotten a bad name around here, but I assure you that the people who came in search of greed and to steal from the land were not true followers but heretics. For Abadar seeks cooperation, and I believe that this is a good venture for both of us."
"Yes, these Syndicals, as they call us, they've tormented us as well. And if you can find them and defeat them, we will all prosper. I think I can give you a place to start. Shortly after we drove the cultists away from the Temple of Ketephis, we sent scouts east to track them as they fled. Yet the scouts swiftly came to a spot in the forest where they could not enter without being struck blind. They said it was as if the air had turned to embers and ash, and they could not breathe or see, as if they were somehow caught in the terrible battle of our people that fought against the darkness thousands of years ago. When I studied the broken pillar at the Cinder Claws left behind in the temple after we drove them off, I could tell that some of it was meant to channel power against against my people in particular. The darkness had a grudge against us, and I think the Cinder Claws are using the power of that grudge to keep the Ikuje from striking back at them where it matters most, at the seat of their power. So what would you say if I asked you to investigate the jungle to the east? If I am wrong and you end up blind, and you end up without vision, I promise to heal you, free of charge."
"But
That's good. Free.
Adelaide.
At least they can pay with something.
I say, if you send to the east, you said correctly.
Yes, it was east. I could ask one of our scouts to give us more. I wasn't there with them, but perhaps they could give you more direction.
Yes, we would definitely need a guide to find this location.
Well, let's keep going.
An aura of blindness, basically.
Yeah,
that sounds rough.
God. It's a pretty big deal for somebody like us.
Yeah. But, like...
Not for Skull. He can smell.
Yeah. It's just plus scent. It gives, a 50% miss chance, I think.
I'm sure Skull would be fine without his vision.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to bank everything on that.
I would like to point out that Benson is being very quiet. After this whole thing with the scar and the story, he just probably feels like he's overshared.
I like to think that we just did the same thing we did to Kezra when we were talking about the dragon and just all stare at you. Yeah. Like, Elkwood's actually going to approach and just kind of like hand you I assume they have clay pots of alcohol or something. Just say, drink this. It's actually quite good. Didn't put ice in it. I don't know where that ice came from.
Weirdly, there was ice. It is Iomide's will. There be ice in my beverage!
Just ice magically appears.
Yeah. And he drinks it.
Kezra comes up to Benson. He's like, really gone up a notch in my book. I really love the gory, bloody details.
I really liked when you said you purged.
How decisively you butchered those people.
I figured you would like that part.
Oh yeah, it was great. Iomide is a much cooler god than I assumed.
Good Lord.
Yes, Benson. Coming from a place where heretics abound, I personally was never involved in any of the purgings that had to have happened every now and again. But I have great respect for someone who has to do what must be done, for evil never rests. But those of us who do good, sometimes we grow weary, so it is encouraging to see someone such as you so steadfast doing good.
You know what the weirdest part was? They were all like animals. Gouging, scraping, tearing. They never took off any of their jewelry. Even that depicted them as priests and priestesses of Iomide. And Benson has been drinking.
Oh, so God. Yeah, I gave you a triple.
They never took it off. So, as I was killing them, it was still as if I was killing priests of Iomide. But it didn't matter in the moment, because that's why I was there. I was there to kill them, to purge, to make right. There's reason for that. Right?
Right, of course. I mean, it had to have been done, and I think you did the right thing, but it's no easy thing raising your blade against those that you formerly considered brothers and sisters in faith. Perhaps it's hard to say how Iomide will deal with him. Does this one weakness that they have forever damn them, or can Iomide see that they were just led astray? It's hard to say.
Iomide did see they were led astray, and Iomide sent me.
Do you think of yourself as more of a harbinger of mercy, then, instead of letting them carry on in their hypocrisy and squalor?
That's a good way to look at it. Do you know, I don't think I've told you anything about the House Black's generation of succession.
I don't believe you have.
So, House Black, we live and exist as generally businessmen, believe it or not. We live to make money through textiles and weapon making for mostly the Church of Iomedet. Generation of succession. Me and my kin, my sister, we were not treated as others because coming to age would have been clandestine with the passing of the cloak that I wear. Essentially, since I was in the generation of succession, I was not trained in business. I was trained in combat and how to kill. How to kill specifically. Because the wearer of this cloak, I'm not like other paladins of Iomedae. They exist, but I'm the exception in everything. If you think about it, every large organization has to have a body that can go against the rules. Somebody that can go inside the organization itself and solve problems. I, wearing this cloak, have the divine right to kill anyone in the Church of Iomedae that I think has sinned.
Wow. That is quite the responsibility.
I would guess that doesn't make you very popular at the annual conventions.
No, it doesn't.
And actually, I think you told Elk some of that, almost. It was kind of like that about the thing that you don't deal with the business part.
Yeah.
Prior, like...
There is no... I have to trust my judgment. Because it is Iomedae's law. If I question it for a second, then what's the point of it? I am her sword. Here, anywhere, I must be her sword. And again, he's very, very drunk.
Yeah.
Elks.
But tell me, if you are supposed to be some sort of internal investigation, there's no Church of Iomedae here, nor is there one in Breach Hill. What are you doing here, Benson? If that is your purpose in your house, if that is the sacred duty that you have, why Breach Hill? Why us?
I'm hiding.
Pours another drink.
I'm hiding.
So Elk is really kind of fascinated by that point, but like about the message before that he was saying about the one that was going through a slaughter, and he's just kind of going to put a hand on his shoulder and just, when you called them animals, they deserve to be slaughtered. Just make sure that it's, if they're treated as animals, it's clean.
Ah, it was. I had a great man at my back, Merrick. Any one of you would be blessed to have such a man at your back. But it was my decision in the end of the day. Killed them all. I killed them all. Merrick didn't have a hand in that.
Well, it seems like they quite deserved it. Do you know what happened at all? Why they... Were they possessed?
There was an out... They were possessed with something. They had been upstanding priests and priestesses of Iomedae up to that point. My family had records, I think. They had been taking my family's money, and they had been buying drugs and buying people There were a couple among the corpses that were not priests. They had bought them. And it was just... I had never seen anything so depraved. So disgusting. Until I showed up.
But he's on turn out. He says, do you think it's just a standard corruption? Of greed? Of avarice?
Yes. There's the temptation. It's too great to people, especially when they are vulnerable. That is the thing with power. Power corrupts. There is no person that can escape the vice of power. It turns people into monsters.
Look at Voss. If I'm to be believed in my... And he's, like, raising his hands, but it looks like... He's making, like, a carnival show of himself. If I am to believe what I am, no one can hide from me.
And yet, you hide from everyone else. Will they come looking for you?
How long do you think you can run?
As long as I want.
Oh, out here, I mean, he could disappear. There's endless.
Yes.
In my endless miles. In my experience, running from your problems will find you no matter where you are.
We can hope.
That is very true. The scale of Abadar, it always comes out balanced. Therefore, what is in and out of balance will always seek to find balance once again. Whether or not this is your path to finding that balance once again, Benson, mayhaps Iomide has let you run to find out something deeper about yourself.
I mean, I'm here for a reason.
Indeed.
I'm here to kill this cult so these people can live in peace.
I think
my sister would call me stupid for being here. My sister would call me stupid for helping you. My sister would call me stupid for wearing this cloak.
She seems to have a great opinion of you.
Oh, believe me, she has a great opinion. She loves me more than anyone in this world. She hated the day I took this cloak.
What, did you take it from her?
No, it was between me, her, and some of my cousins. And I won it. I earned it because of my training. Even though my sister was always a better fighter than me, it came to me. I don't think my sister ever wanted it.
Did you?
Yes. Is the only thing I ever fought for. My sister was much closer to my uncle than me, though, so... I don't know.
To bear such a heavy mantle, I feel you need not only great skill, but great conviction. And Benson, if there's one thing that I have seen demonstrated in you, is you are a man of great conviction. Whether that does lead you out here, or lead you back to the church to... purge it again of evil. I am thankful that you are with us for the horrors that we have faced. Adela looks around. I don't think we could have fought them off without you. Kezra would have been thrice dead over.
Hey!
Elkwood would have probably abandoned us long ago because I would have died, and that just would not have been good. The only one who would have made it out alive would be Elkwood, and that's because he's so dexterous.
As you mentioned Elkwood...
Screw this.
As you mentioned Elkwood, Benson leans in as if he's trying to talk to you without either of them.
Oh, my God.
You guys can roll.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Perception check. Perception plus check. Five DC check.
And I think probably Benson has some heavy negatives to his talking quietly check.
That's very good. Yeah.
Like, actually at this point, like, all the elves are like looking up like, what the hell is going on?
And I say, do you know why Elkwood is good?
Because he trained very much with his bow, I guess, suppose.
Because he's like me.
He's a killer.
Ooh.
And you can't control him. So we best make him friends. And I've collapsed.
Yeah, I would say I would have heard that.
Yeah, just like honestly for our listeners, like just the crazy that was in John's eyes when he said that.
He's really freaking us out.
Dude, he just keeps
what? Excuse me. He's I'm method an actor.
Acting. He's method acting. Big
That's fan. Why they pay me the big bucks of $0.
Yeah, it's like as soon as he says that, just Elk's like. Just kind of like stares at him for a moment and just kind of like walks off. Like he's kind of not offended by it, but just kind of like.
That's the first time I've ever equated our characters.
Yeah.
I've always felt like this.
Yeah, know? Yeah. I definitely know that. It's just like Elk's never really assumed like that sort of thing. Like he knows that we both did training and stuff, but like it was just like the way it sounded kind of. It didn't leave a sour taste in his mouth, but it left him slightly, like, off.
As you get up and walk away, you see Kezra with, like, his head cocked. Like, bemused look on his face, just like,
Yeah, like, yeah, then he, like...
to poke and prod at later.
Yeah, he's just, like, up in the tree, like, climbs up a tree and just kind of, like, sits just drinking.
I will also point out you never brought up the scar.
Yeah. I was going to, then you passed out.
No, you just take off his shirt. Oh my god, what is that? Heal it!
So, I assume you carry Benson off to bed.
No, we just leave him
He's
there.
Out. The kids, too much fun.
The kids, like, poke him with a stick.
Yeah, the kids
like.
Jump on him.
He wakes up with a mustache on his face.
Yeah.
did he leave his shoes on when he passed out? Because, I mean, it's a party foul.
They put his shoes on his ears to make him look like an elf.
Nice.
Nice.
Cover him in
giant
bell.
Boots that far out.
Cover him in those brass bells. Like when he wakes up.
It's
just
yeah,
jingle.
It's
What's going on?
What happened? Alright, so you guys wake up. Nikitaya is there when you guys wake up, and she just goes,
All of you well, or would you like to sleep longer?
Were you just waiting here? It's weird.
Elves don't sleep, right?
And Benson is grabbing his fucking head.
Oh, yeah.
Did I eat a really hot pepper?
Make 4-2 save.
Don't
it's
worry.
Coming back up.
You'll remember on your first shit of the day.
There you go.
She says,
Benson, do you have indigestion? We could perhaps get you some...
I feel like I'm going to have extremely explosive shits later.
We have some Pepto-Bismol.
Well, I will give you this, and she hands you a thing of toilet paper. It's triple ply.
Ooh. Oh,
good lord. Damn, they're fancy.
That's a high gold item.
We don't have gold here, but we have triple ply.
It's even made with a little bit of lotion.
Yeah.
She gives you a few things to help you in your journeying. Because you guys did a few things right, and you had some good interactions with quite a few people there. You guys, I'm giving you quite a bit actually here. So she brings over a wicker woven basket. Inside the basket, get ready to start writing. I don't know who's writing, but there you go. Two pup tents.
Pup tents?
Pup tents. P-U-P.
Pup. They're dogs.
5 full water skins.
We only need 1 pup tent for Skulls.
Yeah, 4.5 tents. 4 weeks worth of rations.
Oh,
we'd be going a long time.
Man, was that old
We're
trapper?
We're going to be here 4 weeks? Fuck that.
Was that old trapper beef jerky in there?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Mosquito netting.
Oh, that's good.
Healer's tools.
Oh, no, thank you. We're taking it anyway.
Yeah, we're taking it.
Show up, Tim.
6 vials of lesser anti-plague.
Oh my goodness.
Anti-plague.
Yep.
Is the plague so common here?
Yes, Betty.
Yeah.
Oh god.
3 lesser elixirs of life.
Oh my god. I'd really rather just keep drinking and not leave.
Can I just hang out and drink wine? That sounds way better.
As long as you keep get plastered,
as long as you keep telling backstories.
She hands you, Elk, 5 arrows.
Ooh.
That looked to be special in a certain way. They are called vine arrows.
Are you sure they're not called slayer arrows?
Unfortunately not.
Ah, damn.
Disintegration arrows? What was that you said?
I know, right? It is a vine arrow. They are, so there's 5 of them. It's a magic item, actually.
Yeah.
One action command to activate it. Leafy stalks protrude from the shaft of this rustic arrow. When activated, vine arrow hits a target. When an activated vine arrow hits a target, the arrow shaft splits and grows, wrapping the target in vines.
Okay.
Oh.
The target takes a -10-foot circumstance penalty to its speed for 2d4 rounds, or until it escapes against a DC 19.
Ooh.
On a critical hit, the target is also immobilized until it escapes.
That is so kick-ass.
Nice.
It's pretty badass.
So good.
You write that down?
Yes, yeah. I did.
5 vine arrows. Additionally, she gives you 6 more vials of lesser anti-plague.
Oh my god.
Oh. 4 lesser potions of healing. And then 5 more vine arrows.
Have you guys ever played a video game?
So 10?
Like, yeah, 10 vine arrows.
So it was like a Retrovania game, and you walk into a room and it's immediately a save.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh god.
You mean like any Silent Hill game that's like a weird save point, and you're like, huh, there's a door.
And she hands Kezra the 4 weeks worth of rations. She's like, so when you said east, you meant like really east.
Yeah.
And it was 6 vials of lesser anti-plague and 4 vials of what?
4 lesser potions of healing.
Lesser potions. Jesus.
And that's pretty sweet.
That's going to be fun.
To your point, Kezra, it's we don't think that this is the only place that the Cinderclaws have started whatever the horrible ritual magic is. If you're going to be out there, I'm sure you'll find more than just this.
Well, I just want you to make sure that your people protect the portal that we traveled through. It leads back to our home, and it is rightfully ours, and we'd like to keep it that way.
It is our duty. There are elves there now, making sure that none of the others try to escape. We think that we deterred them for now, but they might try again.
Do you happen to know where that portal leads?
Only to where the darkness is.
The portal leads to a citadel up north, where we are from. And that portal leads to a room with 5 other portals that go elsewhere in the world, like this one. It's known as Alceta's Ring.
I heard of it. My father spoke of that, but I can't say I've been there or experienced it myself. They talk about the darkness within that place. You fought it coming through, no?
The giant fire dragon.
Yes.
Yes. It wasn't as dark as you describe it, but definitely awful.
I think she meant thematic dark and not actually dark.
Yes, it was merely a...
It's an evil place, do not go there. That sort of thing.
It's more of a generational moniker that you use for...
It's an evil place. We do not venture there. It's like the elephant graveyard. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Well, just protect that portal. I believe the Cinder Claws mean to use it.
Which leads me to believe there's multiple keys. Like, not just one key.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a lot of keys.
There has to be a bunch of keys for that portal. Mm-hmm. Boy.
Anyway, we're ready.
I think I'm all set. Elkwood? Benson?
Yeah, I believe I'm quite set.
You have your wits about you, Benson?
I think so.
He has a bottle
we
in hand.
We lost you last night.
Just with a giant bottle of water, just rehydrating.
You're going to need it with all that fucking armor.
Okay, yeah.
Tell me about
it. You know how humid that's going to get?
That's okay. I've got a magical cloak that fits over.
Yeah, true.
So, while you're walking, you just hear Benson's stomach.
You okay, Benson?
Yeah.
And he like does lay on hands to himself. He's like, I'm good. Let's keep going.
It would be a really spicy vomit.
That would be a terrible combination. I didn't think about that.
Yep.
Burning shits and spicy vomit.
Man, I'm sure the elves have some sort of magic cure-all. Like if what's her face from Cadence Keg?
Right.
It's like the after morning hair of the dog, basically.
Yep.
Cures hangovers like an instant.
So I'm gonna show you.
You showing
a little map-a-rooney of something.
Map-a-rooney.
So
I'm not a cartographer. Get out of here.
Map-a-rooney.
Is that like rice-a-roni?
Kind of, yeah.
How long does it have to simmer? Pasta-roni for?
Benson would absolutely eat some rice-a-roni. He's hungover as shit.
He's like, we only have dragon fruit. I mean,
yep.
I just assume it's just we just have rice-a-roni and passion fruit. Oh, leftover boar jerky.
There you go.
That's good. That's good stuff.
So you guys head out from Ackerville. You begin heading east. I would like some survival checks just to make sure you guys are keeping that in that direction.
Shit. Can Adalar prepare the spell in no direction?
that's an excellent idea.
Yeah, that's probably a very good idea.
Do you have that on your spell list? No direction. It's on the divine list.
Deep.
That might be one.
Then he
that might be one a good one to pray on.
Oh, no direction.
There you go.
Yep. In your mind's eye, you see a path northward. You immediately know which direction is north.
Which helps, because then you'd be like, east. Boom. There you go.
That might aid in our survivals.
Yeah. I. What's your flavor take on the direction? What does it look like?
What's my flavor take?
Yeah.
He automatically faces north.
Adalar places a key in the sky that only you can see.
No, so basically... the great city of so he has like the in the sky there appears like a golden arrow. And instead of pointing north, Abadar knows that it points to the great city of Cheliax, because that is where civilization is, so he can figure out the cardinal direction from there.
The sun is there. I don't leave the jungle.
Oh, okay, yes.
Jeez.
Adalar has the sense of direction you have, Tim, so I imagine...
Oh, my God. No. Uh-oh. This is a fictional world.
The speed he was willing to say no, not me.
Tim's sense of direction has gotten better.
It has.
I met Tim... I asked him which way was north when we were standing next to the Chesapeake Bay, which runs north to south, and we were standing on a road right next to the water, and he pointed in the wrong direction.
Nice. Point,
a body of water he has lived next to his whole life.
So my wisdom score might be an 8, but Adalar's is an 18.
All right. Well, so you guys, knowing where Cheliax is, not necessarily north... are able to navigate your way with Adalar sort of pointing you guys in the right direction as you continue. A few hours go by, sweltering heat, just the creatures flying overhead. In fact, you see a few emperor birds sort of fly over and fight each other.
Bad memories.
And overall, it's not all that bad. You haven't encountered anything. No tigers have jumped out at you. No cinder claws have come out and thrown poop at you.
Wow.
Bonuses.
Yeah.
And as you're walking, you see just this giant goop of, like, sap sort of oozing off of a tree. As you are walking toward it, you see that there looks to be a skeleton of some bird or some sort of lizard, and you see that it's sort of swirling about inside of it, and it then picks up a tendril and begins walking towards you. slithering in your direction.
The pull of sap.
The sap.
Oh.
Do we have a scout with us?
Scout with you?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So okay.
Because I asked for one, but I guess they're just like, nah, you're fine.
We can't. Yeah, East. It's like we had this one guy, but he's sleeping in.
I have a sickening idea of what this might be, and I am completely fucking useless, if I'm right.
It's a maple syrup slime.
Can I roll knowledge nature?
You may roll knowledge nature.
I will do that too.
I'll take it. Take that.
Ooh, 22.
20. Hold on. Pause for effect.
16.
20, sorry, I'm like trying to put together 16 plus 7 right now, and I'm really failing badly at it. 23. Ha, in your face, Adelar.
You know this to be something called living sap.
I was close. Maple syrup slime.
Maple syrup slime. So, the living sap, you know it to be an ooze.
Yeah.
Well, crap.
What fun thing do you want to know about the living sap before everybody rolls initiative?
How useless I am.
Yeah. How?
You have a weapon that can change its damage type.
My man.
Mace.
You have bludgeoning.
I have bludgeoning.
Yeah.
You have anything.
Yeah. I would say weaknesses.
It is weak to cold damage in particular.
Fool, I have tons of that.
It's like, oh, this is a syrup slime. It's weak to cold.
Do I know what it's strong against?
What it's strong against, or do you want like abilities?
Strong against. We all know oozes. They.
If no one mentions that this is an ooze and can be split, Benson will start swinging with his bastard sword. So.
I guess. Yeah.
Can that be would split? Be.
What do you want to know?
I'll be good for the group. Does it split?
It does not split.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh god.
However.
Oh no.
It has an ability called Adhesive Body. A creature that strikes a living sap with a melee weapon must succeed at a reflex save or be disarmed of that weapon.
So this is a good time for the return knife.
If the creature critically fails, the weapon ends up in the living sap space.
But even if I get the thing of returning, would it get stuck?
Or? Oh, maybe.
Well, no, because it's magic, you call it back to yourself.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was thinking, like, come back, and it's like,
no, stuck. No, I'm pretty sure it teleports back here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll take it.
No, it flies back.
Oh, it does fly back?
As far as I know.
I mean, or I could just shoot arrows.
That's true.
Also, a creature that hits a living sap with an unarmed attack, not necessarily useful in this context with you guys, must make a reflex save or become grabbed by the living sap until the end of its next turn.
Oh. And Peter Rabbit did jump into the tar pit.
Everyone roll me initiative as the living sap is way towards you.
Oh, no.
I did perfectly fine.
No, I don't know what sound the sap would make.
I really don't know what I can do here.
You have one ranged ability. One.
Yes. Sunblade for the win.
Going around the table, Elk?
14. How much HP does it have? That's what I want to know.
I know, wouldn't that be nice? Benson?
21.
Kezra
rolled a natural 3 for a 10.
Oof. Rough.
And Adelar?
18.
Thank God I'm the first one to go.
You are the first one to go.
Shit. Is Elkwood really that far away?
Oh, I mean, I was... whatever. Oh. I'll position myself back over here where I was originally placed, but...
Okay. Oh. Then I simply step in front here, take up a defensive stance, raise my shield. Because with what they are telling me, I really can't do much. If anything comes into this attack radius, I will attack it.
Try to intimidate it.
It's mindless.
With its will save, sure.
Yeah. Technically, you can't ready since you use two actions, but whatever.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yell at it.
Adelar, your turn.
I'm going to do another knowledge check on it. I want to find out some more about this. This ooze.
Sound
16.
You cannot figure out anything else from this.
All right, well, I guess I'm just going to guess.
Sound burst.
Are we getting any battle music?
Do you have fireball?
Or a cone of cold? Oh
my gosh.
Yeah, pull out that cone of cold.
Adelar, reach your spell. Tim, where's the battle music?
It's only a fifth level spell.
Use chill touch. Gotta get right there.
There we go.
Even though I think chill touch is like...
Is that a line effect?
No, or? It's just a target.
Yeah, okay. Target.
Range spell. Target.
Because I was like, I want to do Searing Light, but I don't want to hurt anybody. All right.
120 feet, I think that's enough range. Let me see. Yes.
So, Adelar, something you've never seen from him. He kind of starts like waving his hands in a pattern that is not familiar to any of you all, and you see his hands, they begin to glow with what looks like embers, but so at first like, oh, he's doing produce flame, but then the embers start to glow brighter and brighter until it concentrates into this mass of light and fire, and he just shoves it out, and it just goes straight at the ooze in this searing light of fire.
Very nice.
Do you have to roll to hit?
Or... spit attack.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a deuce. I hit. I'm 29.
Yep.
It's probably immune to crits. Huh?
It sure is.
Yep. All right.
Gotta love the oozes.
Okay. Yeah, hey, you know, beat his AC by 16.
Nice. Is it a jeez. Fiend or undead by any chance?
It's a mindless ooze. those are the two things.
That's a no.
It's oozy.
Alright, 5d6 fire coming your way. We'll see if it actually does anything.
What was the name of the spell?
Searing Light.
Searing Light.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's got level 3.
It's good, especially if you use it on evil or undead things.
Yeah.
Buku extra damage.
Oh, like my sunblade.
Uh-huh. That is 19 points of fire damage.
Ooh. Oh, nice. So you sear it with the light of Abadar.
Does it smell good?
Yeah, you know, like caramelized sugar.
Yeah.
I want pancakes.
Strangely.
Just one. Talking that you're making me hungry.
Guys, I think this smells very similar. Was that what was on our pancakes this morning?
You're like, oh, they were farming these things. I forgot about that. Just one of the trees. they just put a spigot inside of it.
Just stab it with a little, like, valve.
Yeah.
When they poured the syrup on our pancakes this morning, we thought we saw the syrup moving, but it was actually moving.
Oh my god!
They were bottling it alive!
Soylent Green is people!
Elkwood, it is your turn.
From this position, does he have to... Do I have a clear line, or do I have to actually move?
There is a tree in the way, so it will have some cover.
Concealment, you say?
Just cover.
I don't think its AC is very threatening.
Oh, no. It's reflex save. yeah, sure. First, hunt prey on it, and he's just going to shoot from that position.
All right.
So, hunt prey, one action. Natural one.
Oh. Woo!
It's rough.
We haven't had a crit card in a long time.
Yeah. And now, luckily, the line of sight, you probably won't shoot any of us. So.
Shoot, Kesha.
Nick, you take one persistent bleed damage.
Ouch. Oof.
Rip your finger your fingerprint off.
I mean, that's not terribly
take
bad,
one damage
but it is annoying.
Roll your flat check. See if you recover or take it next turn.
Oh, right now?
Yeah, you take it at the end of your turn, and then you...
So, just d20?
Yep. You take one damage, and then...
Plus, how much?
Nothing, just flat
15.
Didn't make it.
Okay, so you'll take another one next turn. You'll get another shot at it.
So can I still shoot it or no?
For
second
action?
Yeah, keep going.
Hit it. 16 will die, so obviously I guess I hit it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So who knows, is it immune to precision damage? But this is 2d6.
It is immune to precision damage.
Yeah, so. Well, that's 6.
I feel like he had his finger on the arrow when he launched it.
Yeah.
or if it snaps and your fingers, your arm, it. Yeah, just, it will hit.
You just get necked.
Yeah. It's 9 points of damage, since not needing to roll d8.
You shoot the arrow and it sticks into the living sap. It does not look like it did a damn thing.
Troy. I'm out of ideas. Kezra, use cold on it. Or fire.
It is the living sap's turn.
Oh, God, he went before Kezra.
That's when you know you roll.
Oh, no.
The ooze goes before you.
Roll a natural 3.
I always assume their initiative rolls are like -10.
It walks right up to Benson.
Then I get my strike off.
Yeah, he readied an action to strike, right?
Yeah, but you did 2 actions before. Could you still ready one after?
Readying is two actions.
Yeah. I did not.
Okay.
Oh, because you were ready to shoot.
Okay. Step raised.
Yep. Now, this thing has speed again. This thing has a measly speed of 10 feet, so it is only going to be able to get one attack off here on Benson.
Come on.
First attack.
I want you to do it. I want you to hit me.
It is a 26.
Yeah, that hits.
Damn.
I will raise my shield, though.
All right.
Well, wait. I already raised
it.
You raised.
I already get the hardness.
You take 18 points of bludgeoning damage.
Jeez.
Oh, that's not fun. It's 11, though.
Damn.
That poor shield is getting...
Yeah, 11 to the shield.
Yeah.
Do you have a good shield yet, or is it just a regular heavy steel shield?
It's still a heavy steel shield, but with my thing... It's very
The Divine Ally makes it badass.
You need to get a sturdy shield.
I know.
Good. I'm also going to need you to make a reflex save.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Remember, you have a hero point.
I do, but I rolled an 18 plus 7.
Oh.
So for a total of...
25.
You beat the reflex save. You felt the entangling residue on the sap almost pull the shield and you into it.
Okay. This thing is so fucking scary for me.
It is now Kezra's turn.
Kezra, I'm going to stay away from this thing. He was over here. He says, luckily, little Kezra gave me a little knowledge when I got him.
Hell yeah.
And I did prepare a cantrip expansion, and the cantrip I happened to take was Ray of Frost.
Oh,
yeah! So I do have cold now. So I'm going to hit him with the Ray of Frost.
A fucking badass.
Little Kezra for the win.
I was using for AC, but...
All right, that'll do. What's my... 26.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was 26 cold damage.
Oh, cantrip? Holy crap.
Woo!
What are those D4s?
So 11 cold damage.
All right. It is, weakness. Its weakness is cold 10, so it goes up to 21.
Hammers.
Frost the whole side of it.
Oh, yeah.
When I was making Kezra, I was deciding between cold or
fire,
cold dragon or a lightning dragon. I chose lightning.
It's hard not to pick lightning.
Yeah, lightning is cool.
Yeah,
I don't regret it.
All right, after Kezra unleashes a nasty ray of frost on this thing, it comes back to the top of the round to Benson.
Okay.
Benson, try to lure it away. Don't engage it directly. Kezra has got his Ray of Frost.
Yeah, true.
Where is Kezra? Hold on.
He's behind you.
I went to the bottom.
He's all the way at the bottom of the map.
He's actually in the other clearing.
So I cannot move I cannot move more than a 5-foot step without incurring. Can I? Correct.
You can move.
You can move wherever you want, man. There's a noose.
Well, yeah. You can take a 5-foot step back to not incur, and then you can move.
Well, I mean, that is if we think an ooze has attack of opportunity.
Sure.
Yeah, that's...
Like, it's an ooze.
Okay. I'll move back. I will move... No. That's too much. Fuck it. I'm just gonna cast Zeal.
If you smack it hard enough.
Benson's good at Benson.
Yeah.
If you smacked it hard enough.
Did anybody ask if it had resistances to any particular types of damage?
No. Nope.
No.
I tried to do that with the first action of my turn, but I failed.
Yeah. I just know that it's weak to cold.
And the arrow doesn't do anything.
And it doesn't. What's the word?
That would be a disheartening roll if I knew this wasn't an ooze, but it's an ooze. So. 17.
That hits.
Okay. Light fills the area. I strike down. Where's my d8? 23 points of damage.
Oh, well then.
God bless striking runes and zeal.
Yeah. All right, so you slashed at it with your sword?
Yeah, and I mean, I can't like move up to here without incurring, correct?
If you know it incurs.
If that's the problem,
we don't know.
Okay, I'll take the risk and say Benson will attempt to move up.
All right.
If that incurs, it incurs.
Okay. It does not.
Okay.
Good.
Does not try. But you did hit it with your sword.
Yep.
Needs you to make a reflex save.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's going to suck your sword.
Yeah. 16.
That is a fail.
No! Yeah.
It's okay, you got a dagger.
No, I've got two bastard swords.
That's right.
Like I said, man, he's pulled a Geralt. You are disarmed.
Fair enough.
So it's just, it's not inside of it, it's literally just like
stuck.
Sitting on top of it.
Okay. But he could like grab it back.
Yeah.
So interact action to.
I can grab a hold of the handle, cast Zeal again, and just,
just push it in.
Way easier.
Let's go in with it.
All right. It comes to Adelar.
All right. It might be a little preoccupied with good old Benson, so I'm going to try to ascertain more knowledge about it.
Oh
yes.
Oh.
Was that all
right? What do
one?
I think I know about a natural?
Oh
one.
God.
Let's see. What would you know about a ooze?
It's good. It's good to put on pancakes, and you should try eating it right now.
You feel like as though that oozes can be dissolved by just throwing water on them.
Yes. It's made of sugar, so makes sense.
That's perfectly reasonable.
The battle is at hand, everyone. It is your made
wand.
Of sugar.
You have your wand.
And I can simply dissolve it, and he uses another action to draw. No, he has the wand of water at the ready. He's got it like on his little bandolier thing.
Jesus
so he
Christ.
Draws out the wand of water, and. So will you allow me that it's a free action to pull it out?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Since it's a free action to pull it out, he's going to use one more action to get close to it. The battle is at hand. We merely need a douse of water. It is composed primarily of sugar or sucrose. And if we just dilute it enough, it will be rendered useless. Thank you, Abadar.
What are you talking about?
Correct. I think I saw the same battle on British Bake Off.
So he sticks out the... Actually, create water. I wonder
takes
how
like 10 minutes. Water. Does it take like a minute?
I guess, yeah, he just starts spraying water
oh
on
God.
It.
So Adelar walks up with the equivalent of a garden hose.
Two actions.
Two actions. I don't even have enough actions left. So I'm gonna prepare... I guess with my last action, since I know I don't have enough to... To cast it, I'm gonna be like,
Benson, take Avatar's guidance. Don't worry, the battle will soon be over. And you get a plus one.
We're gonna be fine, guys.
Appreciate
I got it.
Plus one works.
Benson's name walks up with the goddamn soaking wet, perpetually soaking
like,
wet.
He's like the dad watering the lawn in his bathrobe.
Oh, hey, Bench. How you doing?
See the Jets win last night? It's great.
How you doing, champ?
Meanwhile, Ben's like, what the fuck?
That's a hot one, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. What a terrible knowledge roll. Like,
it happens, man. It happens.
After Adelar, it comes to Elkwood.
All right. Elkwood is going to realize that he that arrow did jack shit. And
don't worry, Elkwood.
I have water arrows, guys.
You want to know how an arrow is bullshit? Is if it wasn't in Zelda, it's bullshit.
Yeah, right.
Water arrow, not in Zelda.
True. Fire arrow, light, and ice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those are the only.
And
good
honestly,
arrows.
An ice arrow would work really well.
Right?
Ice arrow would be lovely.
So he is going to take a 5-foot step because Benson's in the way.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Good lord.
So something that. I don't know, Benson and Adelar, or they would see that it's almost like instantaneous. Like he puts away his bow, and it's almost like a quick draw, as you would say, as he pulls out the star knife.
Badass.
And it's just like, because I retrained that, because I feel like that's a hell of a lot more useful than stalking. Nice. And he. First, so that didn't actually take an action. So, he's on throw for a second action, a star knife.
Okay.
Oh my god. 5, 10, 15. Wow, 20 feet away.
Got him up, dog.
Meh.
Oof.
That
you
is.
Still hit.
I don't know. Does a 22 hit?
Sure does.
Wait. 20.
Yeah, it's a plus 14 to my attacks.
Very impressive.
He's very good at ranged attacks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Star Knife is actually, that's why I was actually glad when I got it. I was like, oh, wow, that's actually part of my,
Yeah, it's insane.
And plus, I'm an expert in most martial weapons now.
Yeah.
So.
Turns out Elk's a badass. Who would have thought?
So that it hits. So that's precision damage. Don't do shit. So it's 2d4 plus, what is it, 4?
It should be, you would add your strength modifier into this too as well.
Yeah, 2d4 plus 3.
Okay.
So... 4.
Oh, max.
Ooh! Oh!
Nice.
That's 8 plus 3, so that's 11 points of damage.
I need to ask you something.
Yeah.
What kind of damage is the Star Knight?
The one that's bad for you.
The one that hurts.
It's
cold damage, it turns out.
Technically, it does say precision, but it's versatile for slashing.
Oh, okay.
So
piercing,
it can
slashing.
Yeah, piercing and slashing. Piercing, so okay. Slashing does go through.
So
I say.
The slashing damage seems to go through.
Okay. So, but does it take all of the 11?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And does it get stuck in, or is it just teleport?
I'm gonna say because this thing is magic that it just comes back to your hand.
Yeah, I read the description for returning, and it doesn't say like if something impedes it; it just comes back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
cool. So
you're
just
still line of sight, and it can just fly back to you. It just flies back.
So,
I cannot believe how fucking badass that weapon is. For
oh yeah, yeah.
So
it's like
good.
A cool like so shuriken cool. Almost. And so with one more action, he's going to chuck it again.
It's like Yuffie from Final Fantasy.
Yeah. Oh come on.
That hits.
Easy.
So it's 4 and 4 again.
Oh my goodness.
I am like,
he's
like
rolled,
what I'm saying, like I'm dropping it from up there. I mean that was a 1, but
so. 4 max damage on d4.
Well,
so,
to be fair,
rows.
d4 just kind of.
Yeah.
Still, it's
so
still good.
Another
stop,
11
like,
damage.
Yeah.
Wow.
Another 11 damage.
Wow.
Like I was just
so 22 points of damage as Elk just throws
impressive.
The Star Knife, slicing this thing up.
Can you imagine, like, next round, you could just probably hit all 3 attacks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hit every single
oh, one. That's why I'm banking on at this
gosh.
Point.
Yep. Well, it is the Living Sap's turn.
Ah, damn it.
The Living Sap is going to do 2 things on this turn.
Oh, no.
It is, one, going to reach out and try to swipe at Adelar with its tendril.
Oh, crap, you're in range.
Yep. But he's also in range for my retributive strike.
Derpy over here thinks he can sprinkle water on it.
The battle is at hand, everyone.
as it does nothing.
As a 27 to hit?
Yes, it hits me for now, but I will get you soon.
Nothing worse than a botched knowledge check forcing your character into something really stupid.
It's like, it's immune to cold and stuff, and it takes cold damage, but then you get the knowledge. Wait, water destroys it. Why did that come?
20 points of damage.
Can I get me? 5 minutes. I'm trying to remember if Retributive Strike is 10 or 5 feet.
It's 15 feet.
15, then? Yeah,
yeah,
I'm good.
15.
So, he pulls out subtract 6?
Okay. Yeah, and then...
So 14.
Yeah. I get an attack.
Wow, this is like Shades of Skeleton Blender.
Your weapon's in the...
You don't have a weapon.
Yeah, you're disarmed. So,
I just throw my shield out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then it is going to... Benson, you're having some flashbacks here as it moves over your space to try to engulf you.
Come.
Reflex?
Wait, so when it attacked me, wouldn't it try to disarm me or no? Would
only if you have a...
No, you didn't attack it.
But no, it's when it gets attacked. Oh, that's when it tries to disarm.
Oh, yeah, it would have taken your wand.
My wand.
No, it's not the wand.
It would have killed itself.
All right, so it moves over your space.
Fair enough.
That'd be all right. It's a reflex. Right?
Hold on. Why? So engulf says...
Still tastes good while you're drowning.
That's true. I will eat it all.
So I need you to make a reflex
save. The landfill
save.
And the beer.
Hey, John, don't forget your hero point.
There's a 5 on the die.
So I think that's a hero point.
Hero point. 15 on the dot.
Woo!
4, 23.
Okay, John. What did you tell us about this? Tell us about this. What in your past evoked?
Well,
the good gelatinous cube.
Real quick, this is going to be real pointless unless that doesn't save, because there's a chance it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You did save.
Okay. As Benson is standing there, he's remembering the stupidity as he stood there looking into the gelatinous cube. Kezra was caught in the gelatinous cube because of his stupidity. So he has to take better account of himself and leaps backwards. Even though he wants to reach in and grab his sword, he can't. So he is being... He can't be so selfish.
I hate that fight. The burning... The whole stupid burning hands, basic reflex save. We didn't.
I know.
It was horrible. It was horrible.
Oh, yeah, because
I should have done damage, but I didn't.
Didn't know.
Yeah.
But he does move over you, and then you said you move back.
Mm-hmm. So I will be right there. Yeah.
So you take you dodge back just out of the way as it tried to swallow you whole with its living sap, oozy body.
Mm.
After the living sap's turn, it comes to Kezra.
Kezra, happy and safe where he is just going to.
Cantrip.
Kezra, for once in a combat, plain and safe. Why did I do that?
Why do you throw so wildly?
Oh, spell fumble.
What? Oh! Is that a natty one magical
natty
fumble?
Natty one.
Oh, man, magical failures.
Oh, Tim, you're not going to like this. Not me, you fool! You hit the ally nearest to the target.
Yep.
You could say that was me.
No, I'm definitely closest.
He's closest.
I'm line of sight.
Also right next to me. So,
Kezra's betrayal
gets shot in the back with a ray of frost as Idiot is trying to sprinkle water on this thing. So, I say thematically, you moved in the way for no goddamn reason and I shot you with a ray of frost.
Point of order. He is spraying water. Ray of frost. Probably a shoot of ice now onto this being. No.
10 damage.
Oh,
cold.
My gosh. I'm just getting massacred.
Kezra, watch your fire.
Kezra, what the fuck?
Get out of the way, idiot. What are you doing?
This is when Adelar loses it.
I am trying to banish this creature.
So, Kezra, this feels really good for
you're
now.
You're standing there with a spray bottle. No.
Like when you get your cat off the table.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that was a good round.
Good job, Kezra.
This is the third fumble. We had Elkwood's fumble, my knowledge fumble, Kezra's fumble. Oh, it's
sucks.
Don't curse me like that.
This is a random encounter. I don't know.
You never fumble. You always roll rocks.
Yeah, but like
I've rolled three ones this session.
Yeah, but this is like an ooze though. Oozes always suck somehow.
Benson, it is your turn.
Don't forget your guidance. You got a plus
guidance
one.
Guidance plus one. Yeah.
I guess I could have used my hero point. No,
too late.
I guess. Can I reach up and grab my sword?
You just grab it.
I grab it, and fuck it, Vince is mad now. He's gonna cast Zeal again.
It's just an action to rearm yourself.
Yeah. What did you just say, Kelly?
Did you roll a natural one?
I rolled a natural one. quick, have not touched it. DPS dice, it is a one.
Yeah, that's the DPS.
You
dice.
Could not write this shit.
This is the DPS dice.
God
two
damn
rolls
it.
In a roll.
Every single one of us have fumbled.
Too much stuff. You get tangled in your gear and you are encumbered until you spend two interact actions to free yourself. So
oh my
you
gosh.
Are encumbered.
Well, you this just is just because I took another sword. I have two swords.
Right.
In my
So you it was one action to pick it up, one action to swing, and now you have one more action in your turn.
Well, he did. Is Zeal a free action?
Yes.
Zeal's okay. Free.
Yeah. You call it. Yeah. So you would need to do. Your third action, and then the first action on your next turn, in order to get untangled.
Glad I can be
so you are clumsy one and 10-foot penalty. So your AC goes down by one.
Yeah,
it's okay. Adelar's here to save the
cool.
Day.
Cool.
It is Adelar's turn.
When are you gonna kill that thing with water?
Well, he gets to waste his turn right now.
Oh no! I'm gonna use two actions to activate the wand and be like. I shall defeat you, foul beast! And then you see as Adelaide's making a great show of this, he holds out the damn stick, and out just like this sad trickle of water just begins flopping onto this thing.
Oh my god.
As I assume it just rolls off its body.
Yeah, it might bubble a bit.
It bubbles a bit. I'm like, yes, it's working! It's working! And then I think I'm. Maybe like as it's happening, he's like, "Wait, I thought it would." Eddie's gonna roll a knowledge check.
Great, so Tim had to waste two turns for his fumble.
At 13, I mean, at 13's not enough.
No,
he just take some more time?
Oh my god, it's okay.
More time, Benson.
Real quick, do I have my sword or is it still in? The thing?
Yeah, you have it. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my
god. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right, well.
Your fumble costs you two turns.
That's worse than any crit card.
Elkwood.
Okay. Elkwood is seeing all this and is, Adelaar, you stupid son of a bitch. What are you doing? And he is just, like, throwing this stupid, this star knife. At, like, he is so pissed off.
He crushed it. He crushed
can
it.
I just roll, like, whatever.
Four. Come on. Another four. Another four!
Get back my...
My boy!
That is like your sixth max roll on
yeah.
a D4.
11 points of damage.
Uh-huh.
That hits.
Hits. Come on. Two more fours. Two more fours.
Oh, that's a one. Look what you did. Look what you did. You hyped it up. So it's 7 points of damage.
7. All right.
And wow. He's...
7 points of damage. Why are you even here?
No. And 19 on die. That hits.
Oh, my god.
Alrighty.
One and... 5 points of damage. Look what you did. You jinxed it.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. You're only... What? That was two 11s?
What was that?
And a 10. Oh, god.
Dude. What was that? 11.
You're doing
a
nothing.
7.
And a 5.
Okay.
The living sap is going to try to strike out at Adelaar once again.
I see. Because he's
why
like,
why is
ow.
He dumping water on me?
This is irritating, but not painful.
I hate the rain.
I float.
24 to hit?
Oh.
Yeah.
Just like
I
that.
Get another retributive strike,
yeah,
don't I?
It's a reflex.
Yeah.
Or it's a reaction.
Minus six. So what was the damage? I'm sorry.
It was 21 points of damage.
And I'm rearmed, so do I get an attack?
Now you actually get to do that damage.
Thank god.
I'm going to roll a natural one here. No, not a natural one. 13 plus, yes, I hit it.
Okay.
Oof. two threes on a d8 plus my strength. 10 damage.
10 damage.
They have to reflex
it. Hacking it down.
Reflex it.
Make me reflex it.
This thing is irritating. It's okay. Kezra can do like 20 something damage to it. So
it's got my sword.
I'm thinking I want to shoot Adelar again for being an idiot.
Yeah, I mean,
well, if you shoot Adelar again, he might go down.
Well, okay, that was an 8 plus 7 for a 15.
For a 15, not a critical fail. Okay. So just a regular failure. So it is just on top of it again.
Okay. Okay.
That's better than nothing.
And in which case, so that was its first attack. It is going to, again, try to move onto your space.
Okay.
Whop.
That sounds
good. Whop. Reflex save.
It's a 14 on the die.
21, right?
Yeah, 21.
Missed it by one.
Oh, no. I'm in there.
He ate you.
Yep.
You got eaten by syrup. I hate this.
Wait, what about your zeal? No, that's is that
that's not zeal.
Yeah. So you take
that's lay on hands that you get the buff to your saves.
Yeah. 5 points of acid damage.
AC, not saves.
Oh,
sorry? You take 5 points of acid damage.
Okay. That's manageable.
As it is
trying to dissolve you.
Yeah, trying.
He's giving it his best.
Yeah. I can only imagine that it would be hard to fight like oozes and stuff like that and like and keep a beard. Like that's all just like organic like hair. It's all organic matter.
Gotta like press the digitation. Just find a wizard. Just every single time.
Please put my mustache back.
Cast restoration to bring my beard back.
Please. You don't want to wait a week and
No.
I need it. After the ooze, after the living sap, it comes to Kesher.
Ray of Frost. God, 19.
Yeah.
For the audience, what'd you roll?
An 8.
It's so hard to miss these
things. 13 cold damage.
That's 23, yeah.
Very nice. You hit it, and the ice encompasses it, but it is still kicking.
Oh, I was hoping you'd be like, and it's frozen solid.
Nope. You doing anything else?
How many cantrips can you cast in 3 turns?
I mean, it's a 2-action cantrip. I can cast shield, but like,
gotcha,
why?
Gotcha.
Yep.
No point. Hopefully, this thing just stays on top of me.
I'll be right there.
All right, after Kezra, it comes to Benson.
Benson, being furious at the fact that he is in this situation again, will use his second focus point and cast Zeal again, because he wants to kill this fucking thing.
So you were disarmed, correct?
I thought I had the weapon back.
Mm-mm.
No, because
you got disarmed after you made your Retributor Strike.
Yeah.
Can I grab my old sword and strike?
So, let me go back to Engulf and read it as it says.
Need to be fair.
Any creature of the monster size or smaller whose space the monster moves through can attempt to reflex save at the listed DC. A creature unable to act automatically fails. A creature that fails to save is pulled into the monster's body. It is grabbed, is slowed one, and has to hold its breath or start suffocating.
Hmm.
The creature takes the least amount of damage when the first engulf, and at the end of each of its turns while it's engulfed. An engulfed creature can get free by escaping with the least escape DC. An engulfed creature can attack the monster engulfing it, but only with unarmed attacks or with weapons of light or bulk or less.
Gotcha.
Dagger.
The engulfed creature is flat-footed, not that matters.
But I do not have the weapon, correct?
Correct.
You'd always take the dagger out.
I don't have a dagger.
No, the shifting dome.
Yeah,
but
so,
I don't have that weapon.
Oh, that's already...
Yeah, that's been pulled out of my hand.
Yeah,
apparently.
So...
Oh, that was...
Being slowed one, you have 2 actions.
Okay.
So...
What's the escape DC?
The escape...
Not DC.
The DC, yeah.
What do I roll? What do I add for escape?
So, when you try to escape, it should just be reflex, but let me check really quick. Hold on.
Yeah, because it's not its own unique.
Tell me thing. The exact thing I need to roll, Jake.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah.
Stupid.
Oh, there's escape DC.
It's not athletics, I don't think.
How do we forget about this from that harrowing experience we had in the...
The gelatinous cube. Well, we must have made a mistake then, because I attacked inside the gelatinous cube, so that must have been a mistake by us.
But you had your weapon and succeeded on the paralysis and stuff. Okay.
And the gelatinous cube couldn't grab.
It had to be a light bulk, though.
Yeah, no, it does say that you can swing it.
In case you're wondering about suffocating, you can hold your breath for 5 plus your con mod rounds.
That's pretty good.
you lose 1 each turn, or you lose 2 if you attack during your suffocation.
Okay,
so the escape action is a 1-action attack action.
So that means you'd lose air doing it, which makes sense.
You attempt to escape from being grabbed, immobilized, or restrained. So right now you're grabbed. Choose one creature, object, or spell effect, or hazard, or other impediment imposing. Attempt to check using your unarmed attack modifier against the DC of that effect. So you just need to do your unarmed attack modifier to just try to, like, swing your way out.
So proficiency plus strength?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It should pretty much be whatever your passive sword is without the magic bonus on it. So it should be just that minus 1.
Okay.
Ugh.
What?
No, it was a natural 20.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
You never know with John sometimes, because if he hits a natural 20, sometimes he's just like... But then...
Now, when he rolls natural 1, he usually looks at me and blames me.
Yeah. How dare you infect this world with your filth?
I know why your dice are in dice jail.
Like, I personally wanted him to be the crit fumble.
So, you... you get sucked in and immediately just... It just... panic and flail until you're out.
You cannot write this shit.
I will say that you have wormed your way out and you are now to the left of it.
How many more weapons do you have?
I have my bastard sword.
Well,
but
I really don't think my damage matters that much.
Oh, apparently I'm doing damage to it with slashing.
The slashing.
I think it's going to be you and Kezra.
Yeah. Adalor.
Well, I think at this point, seeing that literally it's not even reacting whatsoever.
But it bubbled!
But you were so sure! Try again, and maybe you'll break your wand.
That's right. Was Abadar wrong?
Adalar has a high wisdom. He would understand that he has been mistaken.
Yes.
So,
but would he admit it?
Of course not.
No.
But he's actually... very badly hurt. Like, he's not on death's door, but he soon could be. So, seeing that he's taken all this damage, nothing's happening, he's going to make a retreat and head towards the south, and is gonna heal himself. So what else can you do in this situation?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 10 on the first, 10 on the second. Oh, 45
so
health.
Good.
I'm full.
Good lord.
It's good. It's all good.
Alright. Adalar running like a coward.
Yeah, seriously.
Elk, what do you do?
He is going to swing with this twice. 18 on die, so that hits. 2, 3, 5, 8 points of damage with Star Knife. It shoots right back to me. Swing again. 6 on die, so that would be plus 9, so I'm assuming that works. 15.
Yep.
And 3, so 9 points of damage.
Uh-huh.
God, I'm really close to him. How is it looking?
Like a pile of sap.
Like a pile of sap.
It's like, it's getting close to me. I don't like that.
I keep trying to engulf Benson.
I know, and Benson's like backing up. I'm like, oh god, no, get it away from me. He
don't,
is actually
bring him towards me.
Yeah, he's going to take his last action to 5, 15, 20. He's going to move himself right here instead.
All Alright, moving south with the rest of the group.
Yeah, because if that thing gets close and starts hitting him, he doesn't want to get engulfed.
Alrighty.
Even though I could technically slash my way out.
Yeah.
Really? Actually, no, you know what? Screw it. Last action. He's just going to start swinging with a sword knife again. Oh no, that's a 4 on the die. That's a...
You're fine.
No, it's a negative... Wait, hold on. I need to remember if the star knife is a...
It's probably agile.
I think it's agile.
Yeah, it's agile, so it's negative...
Eight.
Eight, so that'd be...
plus 14, is it?
Yes.
So plus 6 to that
one. So it's a 10, exactly. Rough.
So you missed, actually.
Yep, wow. Thought so.
It went over it and then stuck into a tree.
Yeah, that sucks.
Shink.
And then reappeared in your hand.
Yep. I'm like, all right, that works for me. And my turn is done.
Okay. It comes to the sap's turn. Getting a sweet little taste of Benson. It's going to try to slash out. Maybe it can hold you there for a second. Oh, it tries to eat you.
Is it slashing or engulfing?
It is trying to pseudopod to slap you.
Oh god, you can probably engulf both of you this round.
At least I have a light weapon.
That's true.
Yeah.
Stab the crap out of it.
It's a pseudopod slap, if you will.
It is a natural 20 on the pseudopod slap.
Is on it? Me, right?
Yeah, on Ben's.
Damage!
It's fine.
It's a name doos.
This is gonna hurt.
It's fine until it's
gonna really hurt, but it'll be fine.
I guess it's bludgeoning, right?
Yeah.
Bone masher.
Oh.
Normal damage, but that usually doesn't mean a good thing.
No.
Crit effect. Either the target is clumsy 2 and takes a minus 10 foot status penalty to its land speed, or it's clumsy 2 and can't use one of its arms. Your choice.
Oh.
Either effect lasts until it is healed. So you're already clumsy 1 and minus 10 on your speed.
So
you're going to be clumsy 3, and you either are slower or you don't have an use of your arm, Jake.
Let's go ahead and make it. Benson, I want you to John, I want you to decide. Odds is your legs, evens is your arm.
Are you saying you want me to decide or you want me to roll?
I was going to do it. We have a Pathfinder coin.
We have an official second edition Pathfinder coin.
Goblin head, legs, Pathfinder symbol, arms.
Yep, that works.
So your speed can't go below 5. Would this bring your speed to 5?
No.
Oh, okay. Even with a minus 10 already?
Wait, minus 10?
Your fumble made you encumbered, so you had a minus... You're already clumsy 1.
Yeah.
And you already have a minus 10 speed penalty, so this would make you minus 20, which would bring you to 5.
What happens if that happens?
You're really slow, and
you
cannot run this thing anymore.
No. That's fair.
So, I flip the coin. It is sitting under my palm.
Yes, it is.
It is a goblin, which means your legs.
Okay.
You got your arm. Land speed, and you're clumsy 3.
Oh. So. Until I'm healed.
Until healed.
Well, until healed slash till you use an action to become less clumsy.
Oh, yeah. Was it one action or two actions?
Oh, two actions. He spent his last action of the turn.
Oh, right.
Not so healed. I've still got lay on hands. I'll be okay.
So anyway, you take 15 points of damage.
That hurts, though.
Yeah, but that was normal damage.
Yeah, I know.
This thing actually hits pretty hard.
Yeah, it is really hard.
Yeah, it does.
And then, with its other two actions, it's going to engulf you again.
Lovely.
Or attempt to.
With this fumble, I think it would be fair to say I don't get a reflex save because I can't move. What do you guys say?
Well, you're clumsy 3, so does that affect dex?
Yes. Yeah.
So you get a minus three to your reflex. I think a minus three to the reflex is fair. Plus, you know, you have a land speed of 5 right now, so you would have enough movement.
Roll
to
that natural 20.
Go back.
That was a 15. I get a 7 plus 7 to reflex, so minus 3 is 4, so 19.
That is a fail.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
So you take.
Oh god.
7 points of acid damage.
All right.
And
there's a cat.
There's a cat.
That's the real enemy.
There's a cat in the jungle. Kezra, it's your turn.
Kezra will move even farther away.
Kezra has left.
Bye, Benson.
Yep.
That'll hit. 13 cold damage again.
So 23.
Mm-hmm.
So 23 total?
23.
You shoot this ray of frost.
Yes.
It goes streaking through the air at Benson as he's engulfed with this thing. And it sort of covers it, and then you see the thing just sort of bubble with dry ice. It just sort of dissipates, and Benson's just laying there on the grass.
Covered in cold.
Covered in cold.
Just like,
Kezra! Everyone, Kezra. Brilliant.
Did my job well, as always.
Yeah. Elk's just gonna walk right up to Adelar and take the rod and just throw it into the jungle.
Adelar, your stick is lost in the woods. And I'll see you guys next time.
Fortunately, it'll just create a puddle over time.